The Cincinnati Auto Expo is coming to the Duke Energy Convention Center in downtown Cincinnati, February 20th through the 24th. Charlie Howard, Executive Vice President of the Greater Cincinnati Auto Dealers Association, is on the phone to preview the event. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, Charlie.
Thank you very much, Lee. Glad to be here.
What's new at this year's Auto Expo?
We're having our annual Auto Expo, and this year the new part is that we're opening the show up on Wednesday night. That's February the 20th from 5 to 9 p.m., and it's a benefit for Children's Hospital and their Child Passenger Safety Awareness Program. Part of the proceeds go to benefit the hospital, and the Rusty Griswolds will be performing from 5 to 9. So we're bringing everybody in, we're going to raise some money, and we're going to have a bit of a party.
Sounds like fun. This event is much different from last month's Cavalcade of Customs. What's the focus of the Cincinnati Auto Expo?
It is a lot different. The Cavalcade of Custom focuses on customized and raced vehicles. Our show really focuses on the vehicles that are available at your local dealer. We provide the attendees the ability to virtually shop these cars. They're sitting side by side. So if there's a couple of SUVs you've got on your shopping list, you can walk right up to those, sit behind the seat, slam the doors, ask the questions that you've got. Maybe kind of narrow your list down a little bit as you're doing your shopping for your next car.
So the spotlight's on the 2013 or the 2014 models?
That is correct. We'll have some of the latest vehicles that are out there, and you'll get to see all the options.
And how many manufacturers?
We'll have 32 manufacturers, and that'll translate into about 400 vehicles that'll be at the show.
While visitors are there looking at the cars and opening doors and sitting in them, there's no sales pressure?
No, there won't be any sales conducted at the show. That being said, there will be lots of people to ask questions about the vehicles and to answer your questions and show you the various options and equipment that's on the vehicles, but there will be no sales that take place at the show. You'll need to go to the dealership to actually buy a vehicle.
Hybrids are hot. What are some of the models folks can see this year at the expo?
Hybrid technology has been a really popular way to increase vehicle fuel efficiency and certainly has been embraced by a number of the manufacturers. And so you'll be able to see their various offerings, whether they're plug-in vehicles or hybrid vehicles. It's really been a way for the manufacturers to increase fuel efficiency in a number of these vehicles in a dramatic way in a very short time. But I think not only hybrids, you're going to see a lot of other technology that's there. From the aerodynamics of the vehicles, some of the manufacturers are even using various tire technology to pick up fuel economy, turbocharging, diesel engines. Really, the list goes on, but certainly you'll begin to see those technologies, and they'll be there at the show for people to see and see if it meets their needs.
Speaking of technology, what goes beyond DVD players and stereo systems?
It's really been interesting to see how that's changed over the few years. I mean, your car has become really an extension of you, whether it's with your smartphone and it syncs up the moment you get inside, whether it's cameras in the back, whether they're warning systems for the driver as you're pulling on to on-ramps and off-ramps or vehicles that are in front of you and the vehicle slows down. The technology really is just amazing on these vehicles, and it really makes them much safer and makes them much more a part of your life. And I think the simplicity in which these systems are now evolving is really going to be on display at the show and for people to see.
I think I saw a video that showed someone trying to park a car and the car was almost parking itself.
Yeah, it is amazing. And a couple of the manufacturers have gotten into that area, and talk very recently has been that we may not be that far away from a car that can take you home from the grocery store. So certainly that won't be on display at the auto show this year, but maybe in a couple of years when we talk about the show, that will be. So it's moving very quickly.
Talk about concept autos. Are they going to be there?
Generally, what we see at the shows these days is not so much the George Jetson-type concept cars that we saw years ago, but what we generally see are sort of pre-production models, vehicles that maybe will be available this fall but aren't available, or are designed on the drawing table and be out at some point later, and you can pretty much anticipate that the car you find at your dealer is going to look a lot like the car that you're seeing there at the show. There's a lot more practicality of those vehicles, but I think it offers the attendees the ability to get a better sense of what they're going to be able to buy at the store.
That weekend is the big weekend down at Daytona with the 500. And I think I read that Ford's going to have a racing simulator at the show.
They are. Basically, if you attend the show during the weekend, we certainly hope you do, you can get in the Ford Focus ST Racing Simulator and really get a sense of what it's like to be behind the wheel. I anticipate it'll be a very popular interactive event there at the show for the folks.
And besides auto dealers, aren't there going to be some other kind of vendors there?
We have a number of guest vendors. Obviously, we've got the Cincinnati Children's Hospital will be there, and they'll be discussing and providing awareness for child safety seats and booster seats, and we're very happy to have them there. The Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles will be there as well, talking about a number of their programs, and one of the programs they have is actually a sticker that you can put on the seat for your child so that if, heaven forbid, an accident, they know who that child is and who contacts are. Kentucky Speedway will be there, Soapbox Derby. So if you like cars, if you're an enthusiast, it's a great place to be that weekend.
And how has the auto industry changed in the past 5 years?
It's been very interestingly. You know, obviously, 5 years ago was a very difficult time for not only the industry, but the economy as a whole. And as we've kind of moved beyond that, we've seen financing get much easier for folks. We certainly are seeing lots of improvements in fuel economy, certainly a lot of improvements in technology. It really doesn't matter what kind of car you're looking at. There are so many really great vehicles out there, no matter which of the 32 manufacturers you pick. And so it is a great time to be looking for cars. And there's a lot of people who are doing so. Believe it or not, the average age of a vehicle on the road now is about 11 years. So they're being made much better and they last a lot longer, but ultimately there does come a time to replace them.
You know, I've got a 1989 Toyota Camry that's still going.
I understand. I am new to Cincinnati and I had a 2000 Ranger with 190,000 miles on it. So if you take care of them and you visit your dealer regularly, you sure can make them last an awful long time.
But I'm guessing I'm probably going to be at the show trying to find a new car.
That is the reality. Sooner or later, they give up the ghost on you.
Do you have any projections of innovations in cars in the next few years?
I think the thing to watch, Lee, is going to be where we ultimately end up with fuel sources for vehicles. Clearly, there's going to be a lot of federal requirements and challenges as far as miles per gallon as we move forward. And I think we're at the very, very early stages with hybrids and electric. I think there's a lot to be said yet for perhaps natural gas. And certainly in Ohio, we sit on a huge deposit of natural gas. Do we see that in vehicles? Do we see hydrogen? I think the jury's still out as to where we ultimately end up. And it's going to be very interesting as the manufacturers come up with various options. And ultimately, at the end of the day, consumers decide what type of technology is going to move us forward.
Thanks, Charlie.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate it.
The Cincinnati Auto Expo is coming up February 20th through the 24th at the Duke Energy Convention Center in downtown Cincinnati. Our guest tonight has been Charlie Howard, Executive VP of the Greater Cincinnati Auto Dealers Association. For more information on the Auto Expo, go to our website, wbxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
Down on the corner, up on the avenue, people point, calling out after you. Hands on the hips, their eyes get wide. They can't believe the thing you're driving. 28 feet from bumper to bumper, the last of the sweet old time. Gas guzzlers, hard to drive, harder. Somebody remarks, that's a mighty big car. That's a mighty big car. That's a mighty big car.